All right. Dan Kipley is the Business Development Director for the South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology Solutions. And they're holding a couple of important sessions in South Dakota, one tomorrow from 11:30 to 2 or so at the Sanford Research Coyote Room at 2301 East 60th, and then Wednesday in Rapid City at the Downtown Conference Center from 3:30 to 7. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
You know, we've talked a lot about this. I've tripped over trying to find guests this morning as a leprechaun. But, you know, this is all about today encouraging manufacturing leadership teams, CFOs, business owners, controllers, the business bankers, and CPA firms to attend these sessions in Sioux Falls and Rapid City.
That's correct, and we would ask also like to add estate planning attorneys, because part of all this is making sure that people understand since the recession that the business has really changed, and that we need to get our manufacturing companies and with their leadership groups on the same page with their business bankers and estate planners, because we have so many small business owners that are starting to get our age, Bill. The baby boomers are aging, and we need to work on that succession plan, as well as making sure that they have things under control with their business bankers and how things work.
And you and I have been working with a guest speaker. When we talk about a speaker from Illinois, I figure, well, it's somebody else from Chicago. That wasn't the case.
No. Rick is from Rockford, Illinois, and he is a down-to-earth and works in a small community bank. And he's weathered the storm as far as the recession out there hit a lot harder than it did here in South Dakota. So I've heard him speak. And once I heard him speak, I walked up to him and I said, will you come to South Dakota and share your story with our business bankers and manufacturers here? And he was very happy to agree to come.
All right. Rick, are you on the phone with us?
I sure am. Good morning and happy St. Pat's Day.
You betcha. I do my research on speakers. Is that okay?
Yep, it sure is.
Okay, I did my research on you in Rockford. My aunt and uncle, the Malbergs, ran the museum there for years. But I have some acquaintances that helped me do a little bit more due diligence that I got in early this morning.
Oh, good Lord.
Angelo Briscato and his wife Diana and Linda Betnoff put it pretty well. Rick is one hell of a nice guy, and he's a real advocate for the small businessman. Angelo said Rick really worked with him and his Cardinal Glass Company in Rockford. That's pretty good testimonial.
That's a real-life example of helping somebody weather the storm.
All right. Now, what I was also surprised to see was that you guys went through some tough times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we never lost any money, but we took a lot of hits as we made our way through this recession.
You know, your unemployment soared into double digits. Manufacturers suffered some traumatic declines in sales. And I was surprised to see the R word, Great Recession, used with Rockford.
We've had 62 months of double-digit unemployment in Rockford, Illinois. 62 straight months. So if that's not a Great Recession, I don't know what is.
Now, as a banker, as a businessman, you have to navigate people through that in the turbulent economic times. How did you do it?
Well, we decided first that we were all in this boat together, and however rough the rapids were going to be, the survival of our community, our client, and our bank depended on navigating the whole crew through those rapids in a way that was sympathetic but disciplined at the same time.
You know, I saw the wordage on this that you put manufacturers through lean manufacturing and partnered in creative ways with the Illinois equivalent to the South Dakota Manufacturing and Technology Solutions.
Yes, we were desperate to bring resources to bear that would help our manufacturers see new ways of doing business, new opportunities, new markets, new processes, and we went out and found a number of resources, including the Illinois equivalent of the South Dakota Technology Solutions team, and really helped the manufacturers reinvent themselves. They got back on their feet sooner, their productivity and profitability improved faster, and their road to health was probably accelerated as a result of these partnerships than it would have been if they'd been on their own.
Dan, listening to Rick speak, it seems to be very much down to earth. I think Angelo, Linda, and Diana were right on track about what they had to say. Sorry I had to do a little due diligence on you, but I want to know about my speakers, particularly when it's Rockford, Illinois.
Bless your heart.
And Dan, what did you see in Rick that you wanted to bring out to South Dakota?
Well, the key thing that Rick is going to bring is the key points is that he's going to make sure that banking has changed and since the recession. If you go back to when our fathers were in business, everybody did things on a handshake. And with the federal regulations now, that's changed, and everything has a lot more scrutiny to it. So business owners have to make sure they know their financials. They have to know what type of product they're putting out to the marketplace. And that's the story that Rick brings. And the other key thing is also Rick's looking into the future. He understands that all these small business owners have to have a strategy of where they're going to be 5, 10, 15 years down the road. And that may be that they're going to exit the business. And who's going to take over? A son or daughter? A key employee? Or are they going to have to get ready to sell? And here in South Dakota, we're concerned about that too, because a lot of our business owners are getting to that age where they need to start thinking about it. And to do it right, it takes 5 to 10 years to do.
Again, for people just joining us, the talk is coming up tomorrow and then later in the week in Rapid City.
Yeah, tomorrow will be out at Sanford Research starting at 11:30. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be speaking at the School of Mines, the Downtown Conference Center. And that's going to start in the afternoon about 3:30.
Rick, I know that just like I did my due diligence, you've done your due diligence on Sioux Falls, Rapid City, and South Dakota. Is Sioux Falls in line to have some of the same problems that Rockford did that you faced for the number of months that you explained?
The good news is that South Dakota has a robust economy with diversified industries, a low unemployment rate, job growth that's probably 3 times the national average. So I'm envious coming out there and seeing what the landscape could look like. But at the same time, the bad news is this sort of silent ticking time bomb in the small business community, where 60% of the small business owners are facing ownership and management changes in the next 5 years. If they don't plan it well, it could be a business disaster for the banks and an economic challenge for some of the communities.
Well, Rick, I'm anxious to see your impressions of East River and West River, South Dakota. Maybe we'll get Dan back and we'll do a future show where we can talk a little bit about what you saw and maybe what we need to work on. To me, that's...
I think that would be fun. Thanks.
Okay, and I don't know a lot of other people in Rockford, so I've done all the due diligence I could do.
Well, bless your heart. Pick the good ones. Only 2 people who like me.
And that's not what I heard. I heard we could ask a lot of people, and for your work, you received a 2011 Manufacturing Business Catalyst of the Year Award. I'd never met anybody that was a Catalyst of the Year, but God bless you for that.
I'm the only non-manufacturer ever to win it.
All right. Congratulations. Look forward to hearing your message when you get to South Dakota.
Thanks again, guys. Have a great day.
Dan, appreciate you bringing him by.
Thanks very much, Bill, and we're looking forward to having him, and we're hoping everyone has a safe St. Patrick's Day as well.
Absolutely. When we come back, we'll check with our doc, see if we can get the vein clinic on. All apart. Welcome back to It's Your Business. Jill has joined me, and the doc is in a procedure right now.
Yes, he is.
So what were we going to hear this morning?
Well, physicians' vein clinics are as having an open house this Thursday. And if you have been experiencing any restless leg syndrome, if you have are experiencing your legs are swollen, that they're achy, maybe even itchy, if it's something that you've been, wondering what's going on, Thursday is your day. Physicians Vein Clinics are located in the Village of 57th and Louise. And starting from 1 in the afternoon, going until 7 o'clock this Thursday, you can stop in and get your legs screened free of charge. So the funny thing with varicose veins, people may even have varicose veins and not even realize they have them because they can be deep set in the legs. So you may not have any visual, but very serious problems can end up occurring if you let varicose veins go untreated. Ulcers in the legs, blood clots in the legs. So with a free screening, you have absolutely nothing to lose. And some of you may have a history, family history of varicose veins in the family, possibly mother, father, grandparents, siblings. So especially then, please take that time this Thursday. Anytime from 1 to 7, you do not need an appointment. You just stop in. Dr. Lornell Hansen will be there. He is a leading doctor in vein procedures, one of the leading doctors in the area. I know even on a personal note, I've had relatives that have had vein procedures done elsewhere. They were done incorrectly or not done properly. Then went to Physicians Vein Center and saw Dr. Lornell Hansen and found out this is what actually should have been done, and now we're extremely happy. So that's why he's a leader in the area.
You mentioned men in what you had mentioned just a minute ago, and it was like never thought about men and varicose veins, but, you know, there's no exclusivity to women just having that problem.
You are absolutely correct. I mean, a larger percentage of varicose veins do occur in women. However, men also have the issue. So I think even if it's not a hereditary issue, you may be thinking, I've got no one in my family with this. Depends on what your line of work may be. If you are standing a lot of pharmacists on their legs all day, if you think behind that pharmacy counter, even those that are in a blue-collar industry that are in a factory that are on your legs all day or on your feet all day, I should say, are great candidates for ended up having varicose veins.
And then this is the clinic, and it's 1 to 7 on Thursday. Is that correct?
That is correct. It is from 1 to 7 this Thursday. Stop in anytime. They would love to see you. And, you know, here too, even if you've just had curiosity, you think, well, should I? Do I really have a problem? Why not find out on Thursday free of charge? And even if you have spider veins, thinking, is this the start of maybe something else? It's great to have that peace of mind, and especially when it's free of charge. So it's an open house. And even if you just have questions, again, Dr. Lornell Hansen will be there all day on Thursday to answer those questions.
How long does it take?
That's a great question. If you typically stop in and you can get in right away, probably about 10 to 15 minutes. So it's quite a very quick procedure. So it's not something you have to feel like, gosh, am I going to have time for this? So,
does insurance cover?
Insurance, in many instances, it does. So again,
do you have to have a gatekeeper? In other words, do you have to have a doctor say you need to go be checked, or can you just walk in?
No, just walk in. The screening, again, is free. And then once you have the screening, if they find out, you know, there are some problems here, then at that time, they will go ahead and check with your insurance and see exactly, whether your insurance will cover a vein procedure and so forth and go from there. But as far as the screening, no, you don't need to have any pre-approval or anything. Just stop in and get your legs screened free of charge on Thursday.
So why are they the leader in the vein treatment?
I think, well, especially with Dr. Lornell Hansen, is his qualifications, his specializing in that procedure. So he has dedicated his career to specializing in that. One thing that's really great about Physicians Vein Centers that you need to know is that they have several locations. They're not only here in Sioux Falls. They have a facility in Sioux City. They have a facility in Watertown. They have just opened up a fourth facility in Sioux Center, Iowa. So they are just really making great strides to reach out to many people throughout, you know, the tri-state area and so forth to help with their vein and leg procedures.
So let's say that Jill got a procedure done. Does that mean that it's good for a year, a month, 10 years?
As far as the screening?
Yeah.
Well, I think part of that is really going to just depend on your lifestyle. I mean, they may be able to tell you more, you know, depending on what you're doing and so forth. And as we age, you know, we never know. So, you know, I think that the doctor would be a much better person to tell you that, is that once they come in and depending what things look like, to say, yes, stop in again in so many more months or you know, that case may be. But you don't know. They're the experts. And so you need to just stop in and start there and go from there at Physicians Vein Clinics.
And that's 1 to 7 on Thursday. And Physicians Vein Clinics is in the Village, 57th and Louise. Is that correct?
That is correct.
My notes are right on track?
Yes. Yep. This Thursday, March 20th. And anytime from 1 to 7. Again, you do not need an appointment. Walk-ins are welcome. Stop in. They'd love to see you. And again, the procedure will only be about 10 or 15 minutes.
And it says quick and painless. Your legs will love you for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Absolutely. Especially if you've been having restless legs, aching, swelling. You have to put your feet up at night. Your ankles, your feet are swollen. No one wants to live like that on a daily basis. And to have those type of aches and pains and limiting your activities. So here's your chance to find out really what's going on. Is it being caused by that with the free vein screening, leg screening, open house this Thursday?
I'm always amazed when we do this. This is like maybe the second or third time in 3 years.
Right,
and you know so much about these clients and what they do to help people. I'm impressed.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, I really, really enjoy that we have so many wonderful businesses and professionals throughout this area. And so I just take such an interest in what they offer because they're very exceptional, exciting, intelligent people that offer wonderful services to the area.
As always, Jill, we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you for having us on.
When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about jobs, and we'll talk as well about lunch today. All a part of It's Your Business.
For South Dakota is more than on the edge of everything. It's about people.
Hi, I'm Lynn Aridinius, chair of the Hartford Area Chamber of Commerce. This month's Hartford Area Business of the Month is Sunshine Foods. Merlin and Sherry Goble provide not only food for the body, but food for the chamber and our Hartford community. Deb Peters, Central Valley Accounting Solutions, served as the chamber's first president and is our volunteer of the month.
This
in Hartford, South Dakota, the community has everything you need right here. A grocery store, medical, family dental, pharmaceutical needs, professional service. And Central Valley is a part of the new Great Life Golf Venture. We have our own development director, schools with scores to shout about, and a growing spirit. Want information about our hometown? Visit HartfordAreaChamber.com or call 528-3338.
Go ahead, Bill, say it.
Hartford, South Dakota, on the edge of everything. Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Loeb. Jim, who is Advana Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvantaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162291. Why should I use Advanta Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advanta Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advanta Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advanta Mortgage Fixer Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantaMortgage.com. Advanta Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
First with the news and first to talk about it. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9 and Kello.com.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. Coming up in our next hour, the Ag Business Show, Tom Vilsack, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, joins us. We're going to be talking about ethanol, the next generation of farmers, and what consumers should know, plus a lot of activities coming up in the next 10 days involving farm of all ages, kids, adults, just those that are hungry. Darren Hoovendick is joining us this morning. Darren, you haven't been on the air with me before. Good morning to you.
Hey, Bill. No, I haven't. This is my first time on radio, so kind of nervous.
Don't be. Rev's got us under control, and if we can't figure out what to say, he'll just play a cymbal or something.
There you go. That sounds great.
Your dad is Russ, Client Staffing Solutions, and we were on Friday talking to another veteran that he was able to find a job for. And Darren, as I heard him talk, he said, you know, I wasted 5 months just out there looking for a job, thought I could do it. I've been in the military 20-plus years, and quite frankly, Russ gave him the wherewithal to find a job and actually found him a job. Now, that must make you pretty proud.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome. I mean, you know, there's some of these guys that are really struggling, and, you know, if we can, you know, provide them some of the steps and tools that, you know, can make them successful and help them land a position, it's great.
Now, your dad left a question, okay, which I'm going to identify it as his question. With Dad gone, what's it like to watch your father with so much passion to help people change lives for those that have served our country?
Oh, it's awesome, Bill. I mean, you know, basically my dad's taken this on as basically a mission. And, you know, so basically our main focus for our office has been really helping these veterans, you know, that have defended our country. And, you know, we've taken it on you know, made it our mission as well. And it's just fun to see people land jobs and be successful and just be a part of it.
Well, you are a chip off the old block, I would tell you that. And with the fact that Dad is going to take a little R&R time, my guess is he's still talking about his book, Deployment to Employment, and how to interview. But if people have questions or need help, if they're underemployed, unemployed, military, or some other direction, how do they best find you guys?
The best way is to visit our website. It's directionalmotivation.com. Or they can give us a call here at the office at 605-362-8176. And we'd be more than happy to help them.
Darren, you did a great job. We'll talk to you in the next hour.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
You bet. John from Valentino's, 41st and Willow, is with us. Senior, it's Senior Monday.
It sure is. It's Senior Monday here at Valentino's, where our senior age is only 55, so some young folks get a 10% discount on the buffet for lunch and dinner today.
All right, so if they come in, what would you suggest they consider if it's the first time they come to Valentino's to kind of taste the difference?
Well, basically what they want to do, we always tell them that don't fill up on the first thing you see. Pace yourself. Try a little bit of everything to find out your favorites. You know, we got a really fresh, delicious salad bar. We got three different soups out that are to die for. We got, you know, pastas. We got casseroles. We got fried chicken, mashed potatoes, and gravy. We got our spinach artichoke flatbread pizza out, along with seven others. And, of course, we got our cherry cobbler for desserts.
For desserts?
Desserts, yeah.
All right, you always like to tell stories about people that react to your menu, the cuisine, everything that they go through. Do you have one for us this morning?
Well, just basically, you know, people, last week there was a guy that came through for the first time, and as he left, he says, "Wow, you know, I got to eat and taste so much different foods. And not only that, but they're all very, very good. And I paid less than if I would have had, you know, a sit-down meal at a restaurant." And so they're raving about the variety, about the taste of the food, and, of course, the cost.
Well, you take care of people. I've seen you in there. You're not just one of the new restaurants that Jody mentions at the top of the show. They're just coming to Sioux Falls for the first time. There's something to be said for somebody that has served meals for people through one generation and now working on the second.
Yep. But it's been a good time here in Sioux Falls. And I think Valenzina, our original owners,